Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour. Hope you had a fabulous day. We had a bit of a burn off in Stirling, which, the city was covered in a bit of smoke, but it's now clearing up. And three individuals that will just clear things up in the next 2 hours is Gregory Blewett. Welcome to you.
G'day, Jars. G'day, everyone.
And Bernie Vince. Hello to you.
Hello, Jars. What's my middle name?
Francis.
Yep.
And Emma G. Hello to you, Em.
Timothy.
Hi, Jars.
Been busy. Now, how are we, team? Beautiful Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. I always say it, but I'm not going to say it today.
Best place in the world, isn't
it? I'm not going to say it, Greg.
Second best place, doesn't he say?
I'm not going to say it.
Where else would you rather be?
Yeah. Like,
at home?
North Melbourne coach has the support of his players after his tongue lashing to him a few weeks ago, David Noble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
North Melbourne number one draft pick there, chaps. He's got the tongues wagging. What's he done, Burn Burn?
Well, he's just put...
Can you get your hand off your mouth?
Anything? I'm going to put both on there now.
No, but it's not good radio etiquette.
No, I'm going to put it both on there.
Is it G?
He sounded fine. Nobody knew he had his hand.
And I'm going to leave both hands on for the people at home that can't see me, which is everyone. He has put off talks.
Who has?
Contract. Well, Horn Francis, who you just mentioned.
Okay,
put one hand on your mouth. Or cover your middle bit so we can't hear you.
A lot of people would like that.
Yeah, me included.
So,
but what he's done is he's put it off. So read into it what you will, but. He's just going to see how North Melbourne go for a bit, which is shit house.
Yeah,
so absolutely. I don't know what he's waiting for. But the Adelaide people are getting a little bit excited, Jars, because he's from here.
Absolutely. And he's their number one player at, 19 years old, isn't he?
18.
How old is he? 18, 19?
Yeah. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
When you're drafted, what's the minimum amount of time that you can spend at that club?
Two.
2 years.
2 years.
Right. Okay.
But a lot of them, like you see, Rochelle's done it.
Signed extensions.
Sin at Port Adelaide, Saligo at Adelaide. They've all basically re-signed before they even played a game. So, but he's just said, I'm just going to wait a bit and just see the developments of what's happening.
And down at the Redbacks.
Blue's excited.
Down at the Redbacks, more interstate cricketers have signed for their Redbacks up and coming summer. So, obviously, we've got no young local talent coming through
that's
the system.
Absolute frog-shizing.
What? Well, who are the three that signed? Who are the three cricketers that have signed from interstate to play in the Redbacks?
They're not the only three, but Harry Conway has signed. This, I told you this the other day.
No, you didn't.
Henry Thornton, so both fast bowlers.
Righto.
And Ben Menenti.
Where's he from?
He's an off-spinner.
Where's he from?
He's from New South Wales, I believe.
Let's just bring them all over.
Yep. Anyway, so what about our rookies? Kyle Brazel,
who's he?
Bailey Capel, Isaac. Yeah. These are all young, up-and-coming players, mate. Yeah. Isaac Higgins, Ryan King, and Harry Matthias.
All right.
All local players, Jars.
Not many of them.
So
but
get
anyway.
Your head out of your thing.
Hey. We're going to catch up with Travis Head.
Put your hand back on your mouth.
We're going to, because he's had that bit of a scare in the air with the plane, didn't he?
Gonna,
so we'll see how he's tracking.
Yep. We'll get Jason Gillespie on next week as
did
well.
Did you try and.
All right. You can have it out with him.
Did you try and rhyme that?
Not
the
at all.
Scare in the air.
I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah, now he did try and do
it. I'm a wordsmith. That's now, not the first word
burn,
I've
burn,
used to
before
do
we get on. Now, we've got someone coming up very special. She's a jockey.
Well, it's a bit of a surprise for you, but it's the jockey that rode
Jarman the horse.
Last Thursday. So we're just going to get her on and just see how the horse...
Don't embarrass my family.
How the horse responded at the 200-metre mark, because at that stage it was...
Be very
third
careful.
Or fourth, and we all know where it finished.
Right. Well, the Jarman clan, they're listening. There's thousands of us out there, and we're going to be listening.
Well, I think it needs a bit of feedback.
I want to know about the personality of the horse.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I want to know how many plugs you put in your hair most mornings. Let's go.
As we know, we've been following the horse Jarman for a little while now. Well, for a couple of runs, and... Well, two runs back, for those that weren't listening, let's have a little replay. It ran at Ascot, and, well, let's listen to the start.
They're set. They're racing as well. Jarman stood here. Jarman missed the kick by four.
It didn't start very well. That's two runs back.
Right.
But midfield, update. Nah.
And tacking on is Jarman, who dawdled out of the machine.
Sorry. He's called it a machine too.
Right.
But the most important thing's the finish, Jars. So this is the finish of that race.
Jarman's chances left there at the start when it missed it.
So you're making
fun
of a horse.
Two runs back. So what they did, they sent it out for a spell.
Yes.
Thought, let's get in its happy place, fatten it up a bit, give it a rest, bring it back, and it'll be a bit in a better headspace and race well.
Yep.
So this is what we listened to last week on Thursday at Pinjarra. Let's listen.
then Ruley, Jag the Joker, Pick Your Battles and Wild Front. A gap then Super Terra Tower, well back behind those. Then when they'd pulled up next of all is Sneaky Fox, and back with it is Jarman.
It does. Yeah. Well, we needed to delve into this a little bit more because, well, we just needed some answers, and we've been lucky enough to be joined by the jockey that was riding Jarman at the time, Victoria Corver. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Oh, we're very good. Now we need a few questions answered about this horse because obviously it's very close to our heart. We've been following it along.
It's not close to your heart. You're making a mockery.
It's
close to my heart, and Victoria did a terrific job on the horse.
She did do a terrific job, but we just want to know, you rode it beautifully, sitting in the top four the whole race. I think about third at the 250 mark. When you pulled it out and asked for a little bit more, how did the horse respond?
Well, the thing you have to understand about Jarman is he's a pretty quirky animal. He's he's not very straightforward. He tries hard, but if it's not his day, then he doesn't want to try. So,
some amazing similarities.
This is freaky.
So when you pulled it out, and you did pull it out at the right time, gave it some space, and you got the whip out. Was it just not his day, or did he?
He said, "Oh, listen, Vicky, it's just not happening today. I said, oh, Jarman, come on.
It's like the 93 prelim,
Victoria.
Don't do that to me, Jarman."
Victoria, I'm Andrew Jarman, obviously a founder of the horse Jarman. And we're very proud of what you were doing on top of the horse there. But what's he like? Is he a lovely character? Is he gentle? Did he embrace you in that race? Just describe this beautiful horse, Jarman, who's been struggling.
Well, he is beautiful to look at. I'll give him that. But I've known him for a little while, and they left him with his manhood a little bit long when he was a young horse. Sorry.
He played up a bit with the girls, was he?
Yeah, it does change them. So naturally, as he's got older, he hasn't gotten any older.
This is great. You are the horse.
This is unbelievable.
6 years.
This is
unbelievable. Victoria, how many times have you ridden Jarman?
I've ridden Jarman lots in training, but I've only ridden him in a race once and a trial once. But I do know that when he gets up over it further, he trims up fitter, he'll be competitive. He's got a lot of ability. You just have to get it out of him. So.
That's what Graham Corns used to say. Hey, so 1,200 metres last week. Where's he best suited, do you think? Because... Jars, you didn't like the long-distance stuff, did you?
No, I think he's suited to 700, 800
I'm not asking meters. You, I'm asking the jockey.
Sorry, Victoria.
Well, you want a 600-metre race? What do you think, Vicky?
I think 600 is about 1,000 metres too short for him.
1,600, a mile runner, you reckon?
He needs time to wind up the horse, so you'll see the best of him over the mile, probably.
Yeah, so 32 races now, three wins, going about 9%. Where does that sort of sit amongst the best horses going around?
Well, I don't ride the best horses going around, so I think he's doing pretty good.
Oh, you well like done. Him.
And what does he love to eat, Victoria?
A lot. Everything. Anything and everything.
Have you seen any mint slices or finger buns in the stable?
Like his finger buns buttered?
Because this Jarman loves his finger buns.
Oh, Victoria, you're a superstar.
And you did the right thing too. You got weight relief on him, didn't you?
I did, yep. Yeah, help him out a little bit.
What is that? She's an amateur jockey, so she got how many kilos off?
Two at Pinjarra.
So you got 2 kilos off and he still couldn't finish.
When's his next race, Victoria? Because I've got to tell our family, because we're thousands of us around here. We're like a Scottish clan.
It'll either be this weekend or midweek next week, wherever he draws the barrier.
And you'll be on it?
I'd hope so, yeah.
Yes.
Jars, what would your advice be to the horse? So the similarities are amazing. Now, what about blinkers? Would you be,
distractions away.
Yeah.
Peripheral vision for us. No. We've got to see what's going on in front of us.
What about the trainer, Greg Jones? What was his instructions? What will they be moving forward?
Well, the first thing he always says is just try and get him out the barriers. as you saw.
And then, so that's as simple as it gets. Just make sure he gets out of the barrier.
Get him going forward.
Just, what about getting him to race day? Getting him off the sauce the night before.
Getting him off the cans.
Getting him on the sauce.
Oh, Victoria, thank you so much for joining us here on the Rush Hour. That was very good
fun.
And
all the best.
Following you very, very closely over the next couple of races because, well, we think Jarman's got a big future. Some don't, but we do.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Victoria. All the best, love. Thanks for that.
She's good fun.
He's going to bounce back.
I think with all this media attention, he's going to embrace it. He's going to be like a.
So he's just got to get out of the blocks.
I wonder if he's got a brother that's better.
Yes.
How good was jockey Victoria Korver?
Yeah.
That was her first media interview she's ever done. She's an amateur jockey over in WA, and the way she spoke was outstanding.
Natural.
Absolute natural, and just gave us a real honest insight.
Well, she cares about the horse, Jarman, and it's running. May run this weekend, if not next. But I'll be getting on the phones to the Jarman clan, and we're going to get around our horse.
Imagine if you had someone like that looking after you when you.
I do.
Maz.
Get out of the barriers.
She wanted out, I heard. But anyway.
Thank you for that, and obviously you've embarrassed our family name. That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
She said there's beautiful things coming for that horse. So.
Now, Greg Blewett. Let's just talk about Greg Blewett. Now, last week...
What's he done now?
You couldn't attend a function on Saturday for the Triple M team because you were doing what?
Playing golf.
And what was the golf game all about? What was it for?
It was medal round. It was...
Medal round.
Yeah, first weekend of the month. And what was... Saturday.
And can you just recall what you were saying to Bern and I and the Triple M clan, the Rush Hour clan, which is global, about what you were going to do on that particular day?
Well, you were asking me all week if I was nervous.
Yes, I was. No, and you I'm were
not,
nervous.
I'm not nervous.
What was he banging on about?
Because I knew my game was coming back. My ball striking was coming back.
Your ball striking?
Yeah.
Bern, what was he slapping us with all last week about his...
Where's this going?
No, it's going somewhere in a minute.
He said it was monthly medal.
Yeah.
He wasn't nervous.
No. And what else did he say, Bern?
Just said all that.
No, I will win.
Oh, he did.
He kept telling us, I will win down at Kionga.
Actually, I think he was taking the piss out of himself saying that.
My information, and I received some information regarding the scorecard.
Yeah, I think he did.
Once again, how many times did you choke on 99 and let your country down?
Twice.
Right you are. Well, guess where he finished up on Saturday, Bern?
Well, he told me he won.
Nah. He finished second.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
He said he won.
I won.
You told us you won.
You didn't
they
win.
They do it in grades.
You lost. So you finished second. There's a scorecard. Greg Blewett.
Who's above me?
You hit Andrew Bowden.
Yeah. What handicap?
You've come second.
What handicap?
He was on 25.
Right. So he's in C grade or B grade.
Oh, now
you didn't win the day.
So now you're slapping poor old Andrew Bowden. You didn't win the day, mate.
You didn't win the whole day.
Off the stick, I had the lowest total of the day.
Let me see that.
And then I won A grade.
You didn't win.
Why are you talking about golf? Because you're trying to read out the results and you do not know what you're reading.
Yes, I do. I've got a handicap of 38.2.
First position.
Who's that,
at the Kionga Golf Club for monthly medal.
Yeah. Oh, choker.
Andrew Bowden.
Yeah.
Second position, Greg Blewett.
Yeah. He's passed out second. Again.
I can't believe that. Who sent you that?
You can't cope. What's that?
Who sent you that? That's great intel.
There's A grade, B grade, and C grade.
No.
And
we're
in a medal for each grade.
We're only interested in the winner for the day, not the bloody. Yeah, I don't care what grade. You're either a winner or a loser,
are
mate.
You also
and
interested
you're a loser.
Who had
take
the least
away,
amount of
cut him off.
Shots off the stick?
Andrew Bowden, 70.
Andrew Bowden. Done. And don't call him a C grade.
Hey, yeah. Bowden. Hey, playing off.
He's just
broke
golf.
100.
Just because everyone's not off scratch,
yes,
you peanut.
I'm working
shut
my
him
way.
Down. This is
and Bern, thanks for sending that text too about where he finished.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Oh, let's say hello to Ashley from Plimpton Park. G'day, Ashley. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, lads. How you going?
Who's your AFL team, young man?
Yeah, the Crows.
Nice. Okay, what about your favourite player, past or present?
Rochelle.
Oh, hello. We're all on it.
Past? What about past?
Past.
Probably Goody.
Goody. Okay.
Second favourite past player.
Let's get underway. Ten questions, 60 seconds.
Sorry, I know we've got a quiz to play.
Ten questions, 60 seconds. You got. You can use a pass if you want to use it, mate. And I'll always take your first answer, all right? So I went off yesterday, chatty. Chatty won $1,000 thanks to our very good friends at Automasters. Mm. Gregory, are you ready for question one?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Jesse Ramian plays for which NRL club?
Pass.
The West Coast Eagles fined 7 players for attending a nightclub. How much was the fine for each player?
$5,000.
What piece of equipment do soccer players use to protect their lower legs?
Shin guards.
Ride Like a Girl is a movie based in which Australian on which Australian female jockey?
Pass.
Australian basketballer Andrew Gaze was born in which Australian city?
Melbourne.
Running wood and trail the jack are terms used in which sport?
Pass.
Which of the following is not a BMX riding immortal? Matt Hoffman, Dennis McCoy,
Jazz. Andrew...
Yep. We're the Mighty Dolphins is a slogan used by which South Australian cricket team?
CBC.
Steffi Graf was famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Which two AFL clubs did Gavin Wanganeen play for?
Essendon and Port.
Jesse Ramian plays for which NRL club?
The Roosters.
Ride Like a Girl is a movie based on which Australian female jockey?
Jamie Carr.
Ooh. Ashley. Let's check the scoreboard, G.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Tough.
That one was tough.
Yeah. That was hard.
Always tough the night after we give $1,000
and
away,
they shouldn't be.
Unlucky, Ash. They should be the same the whole way through.
They should they?
Yeah.
So we give away $5,000
a week.
This
is your set. Control questions. It.
Same difficulty,
great effort, Ashley. We can't give you $1,000, but we will give you a $100 Faster Pasta voucher. All your favourites, all delicious, and all in one place. Faster Pasta.
Cheers, guys.
Well, has anyone described you as a toe ball before?
What's a toe ball?
Well, you look like one.
Oh, that's for the back of the...
Hitch your caravan on.
And you put a
trailer. Yeah, you know the shiny ball bit?
Yeah, and they cut half a tennis ball on there.
That's it. And you go a bit rusty
minus
as
the
well.
Tennis ball.
Number one, please, Greg.
Jesse Ramian plays for Cronulla Sharks.
Okay, number four, Burn.
Michelle Payne is the jockey to Ride Like a Girl's on.
Number six, please, Burn.
Lawn bowls, that was our clue.
That's
we gave
it.
That one away, the jack ball.
And number eight, Burn.
Number eight, Grange. Yeah, the Mighty
Grange
Dolphins.
Cricket Club. Yeah. Fry family down there, do a great job. Beautiful.
So you knew that?
Oh, well, I captained Grange Yellow once.
And he still didn't know it.
Now, I saw some headlines over the weekend, guys. One of our main men was involved. In a serious incident. And he's, that young man is Travis Head, who had a great summer, let's be said. Did very well in Pakistan as well and was holidaying in the Maldives and had a bit of an altercation with his plane.
Oh, so
he took on the plane.
He took on the plane, did he? And the pilot.
Let's ask him. Oh, welcome to the Rush Hour, Trav.
Boys, thanks for having me.
Now,
here he is.
Sounded like a very nice holiday, the Maldives. Now, talk us through what happened on the way back.
Well, I didn't leave a sunbed much for 8 days, Blue, so I got a beautiful tan. It's lovely.
You needed it.
Oh, we had a little bit of a hairy finish, but it's nice to be on safe land. Bit of weather around, and the pilot didn't. He ran out of a bit of room and ended up putting in a paddock. So, but look, it was a little bit nerve-wracking for a little bit there, but we're okay and we're safe. No more small planes for a little bit, just big ones for me.
Did you think this was it? Did you say a bit of a prayer that, well, I had a great innings, it's just about all over? Is that where you were?
Well, Jess is a lot more relaxed than me, and the worst thing about it was we were the last seats on the plane, so we were the last ones off. So I was pretty keen to get off this quick. I'm not a great flyer, which is funny enough because we do enough flying as it is, but... not the best in the air. And, so I was a little bit nervous. Jess was a little bit more relaxed than me, which was nice.
Hey, how big was the plane, Hetty?
Qantas Link's sort of bigger than just bigger than Qantas Link. There were two seats on each side, so it wasn't. There was only 50 or 60 of us on there, but in the weather, it's been like landing in Tassie a few times in the weather. But we got out the other side, so it was all right. We didn't miss any connections or anything, so it was lucky for us. We just sort of sat there. Everyone else was a bit more concerned about where they were going and if they were going to get home. But we stayed pretty relaxed in it all, which was nice.
Yeah, nice.
So did the pilot come on and explain why he ran the plane off the runway or?
No, not a thing, mate. We got off and got put in the debarcher lounge and we sat there for 4 or 5 hours and no one said a word. And then another plane rocked up. We got shoved on it and we went back to Mali. So, like I said, lucky we didn't have to go to any connections. So there was not much information sent via two ways. We just sort of asked what was going on. And I was like, no, you're meant to stop, but just not that far into the paddock. But, it's all good. We'll come out the other side of it.
Hey, I've landed in a paddock too. And my old man reckons he was going to check the paddock to make sure there's nothing in there.
And what happened?
Didn't check. And we hit sticks and rocks and salt licks
and animals and tractors.
At least yours was sort of half not planned. Cricket training, when do you get back into that? Big series coming up?
Yeah, yesterday. So first day one yesterday. So yeah, the boys gave us a good couple, basically since Pakistan off and got on a nice holiday with Jessica. And then, it ran yesterday, so I can't move today, which is good. but I'll sort of do 3 days a week, run, gym, sort of heating and that. And then, 4th of June, I think we're out. So looking forward to it. So, back into work now.
So you're with the Redbacks now, or you're going to get together with the whole squad before you go to Sri Lanka? What's the setup?
No, I think the boys are just after we leave. So there was a few boys in there yesterday. I think everyone's sort of just getting ready for the first half, I think early June. And then if they tick all the boxes, the boys get like another month off and start early July. But sort of me, Hunty, a few other guys that are going to Darwin, we're just sort of in there now getting ready. So I'll probably do most of my work with Hunty because he's going for the A tour as well. So we'll be running over the next couple of weeks and then sort of hitting together.
Geez, you'd be looking forward to that 2K time trial after all those cocktails in the Maldives, won't you?
What kind of runner are you, Hedy?
I'll miss that one. I'll miss the 2K. Oh, no. We'll just leave just before it. So I'll make sure Swerty puts it on the 5th or 6th. I'll leave on the 4th. So I'm an okay runner, but I need to be running too. I haven't done a running since just about November. So yesterday was pretty tough. It was like I was breathing through a straw yesterday. So definitely feeling it today.
I'm going to make sure Dougal pulls the 2K forward. I'm going to say you're leaving early. Make sure you get that done quickly. Any golf at Royal Adelaide coming up, or you're going to invite me and Blue out at any stage?
Invite me.
Well, you've only just started.
Don't invite Jars.
Got out yesterday afternoon and actually had one of your boys, Fergie, come out and play.
He's not one of his mates.
We don't have nothing to do with him.
He is going to hate this. We had 11:54 tee time and 11:56 walking across the putting green was Ferg out of his car. 11:57 was the tee. So he's about 4 minutes late. Harry Nilsson spewing. So
he doesn't care. It's all about him.
No apology. It was just it's beautiful, beautiful golf course. Thanks for having me.
Greg, a flog.
Yeah.
Vague, Ferg. Very, very vague. And that's rude.
And just strut straight across the putting green. Oh, I'm here, boys. I'm ready right now. I'm here. That's the main thing.
There was plenty of me time there yesterday.
He needs to go, mate.
Now, Trav, before we let you go, your boys, Port Adelaide, obviously you took off the Maldives because you were 0-5, but they've come good the last 3 weeks.
Well, I think we spoke 3 weeks ago when I landed in from Pakistan. I said I was getting down to watch them, and they've gone 3-0 since. So I think it's worked.
Stay away.
Boys are going well. I tipped them on the weekend by 16 points, so that did well. So, so flying. So it's good to see. Flying. I'll probably finish top 4 or 6, and we'll be straight through the finals.
Come on.
Good on you, Trav. Well, thanks for joining us, mate. I know you've got a very important tour coming up. Sri Lanka, great fun. It's a great tour. So hopefully you get amongst the runs over there.
Thanks, mate. Cheers for having me. Thanks, boys.
See you, Trav. Happy flying, mate, too.
I like did at the start there, Blue.
Yeah.
Made headlines.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah, real funny. Like
that? Yeah, it's good.
And you better sort out your ex-teammate, Ferguson. Ferguson, the way he's carrying on.
He needs a lot of working out.
What about the way
he hasn't worked himself out?
Rocked up late, struts across.
Here, late.
Boys. Let's go. The main man's here. Right, ready.
He's going downhill, Ferg.
What a flop.
Travis, head on the rush hour. Burn, some text messages. We've got plenty to come through next hour.
Are you okay?
I'm tired.
A lot of people really happy with the toe ball call for your head.
Well, what did you say? Well, our boss, Mr. Jimmy Pedersen, was in the studio live.
Well, I just remembered. I used to call Nathan Jones the toe ball because his head was looked like a shiny toe ball. Then I don't know why. Things come to me and I just say them.
They do come to you, don't they?
Probably shouldn't say some things, but I do. Anyway, this is a text message here. Jars is the toe ball because he's always dragging behind the other two. I really like that.
Who said that?
Well, they should leave their name.
Maybe that scaredy cat.
Was that you, Blue?
Put it away.
Sorry.
You got another one?
Another one. Now, this one, you may well up here. This could make you emotional. Now, this is us, I reckon, this text message. The missus just, this is from Shane from Moonta. Good spot over
good
there.
Good on you, Shane.
The missus just told me to turn my blokes on. It's that time of the night. That's us. My blokes.
That is an emotional Shane.
Thank you, Shane. We need to speak to you. We need to get you on the show. Beautiful. That is our DNA
That's nice.
So his wife has to say,
My boys. Time to put your boys on.
We'll tell, love it.
Can Shane just give us his wife's name next time he puts a text through? So we give her a shout out.
0488 51047 is the text line.
Righto. Up next. Now. Great news during the week.
Up next is the phoner.
Yeah, well, Adelaide Oval may say goodbye to the old plastic cups for a froth for tinnies.
Did you read the article?
It may be back.
The MCG are bringing the cans back, Jars.
So a trial run?
Yeah, they're going to bring them back. And very good. Jeez, up and about.
Better for the environment, apparently.
Way better. So better for the environment. Keeps your beer colder.
You'll get served quicker.
I like it.
Less
then
spillage.
You can carry more.
Yes.
Back to your seat. All the good things, Jars. But the G are doing it. They've pulled the trigger.
Okay.
As Victoria and Melbourne do, they just pull the trigger on things. I don't know why we do. Well, we sit back and
the old slow
fiddle the thumbs for a while.
Are we going to wait and see how it goes?
Well, we're sitting back and waiting to see how it goes. And then we'll probably do it in about 2030. When things have been going
fine. Why did they get rid of it if there's so many good things about it?
I think it was the danger to the players on the ground. So you can actually throw a can. So they're worried about that. But surely we've grown up. Surely we're better
than
that.
If someone wants to go down that path, if we do get the cans back in, they'll be banned for life from Adelaide Oval.
Well, yes.
If banned you get caught, banned
for
life.
And you know what? Maybe even jail time. Because that... That has to be
jail time.
Well, throwing a can at a sports player.
It's assault.
It is assault. Yeah, and you should go to jail. So anyone that would even think about doing that is.
And the other upside is the recycling.
Recycling.
Of the can.
Plenty of money.
They can make some money for some charities in South Australia.
What were they saying, Greg? How much can they make from a home game here at Adelaide Oval? $9,000, I reckon they said.
$9,000
worth of cans after. So all the plastic cups, if they're all cans, $9,000.
Wow.
Imagine that going to a charity or to a club.
Brilliant.
Or that wasn't you. That was rude.
1-333-53 Get on the phone.
1-333-53
I just said that.
1-333
Do you want to see the cans back?
Do you want to
see
the favour of
Should we bring
tinnies?
The cans back here?
1-333-53
Say goodbye to plastic cups. The MCG are going to trial it out for a period of time, and then no doubt we'll follow suit, Burn. But I think all three of us are in agreement that we want the tinnies back.
Yep.
Mate, you won't be lining up as long. You just go bang, 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 bang.
Well, that's the other thing. You're right, because they take a while to pour them.
Well, they do, the kiddies. But anyway, let's go to the phones. 1-333-53 Nova Gardens. Let's say hello to Chris. Chris, welcome.
How are you, boys and girls?
Very good, Chris. What do you think? Bring them back?
All right. Red cans have to come back.
Red cans.
Oh, he's a red can man.
Dog breed as well.
True and true. Yep. And I reckon if you hand your can back, you're 10 cents off your next beer. That's why they get the cans back.
That's a good one.
Less cleaning after the game.
You need to be working at the SMA.
Remember the old days when you used to take your Coke bottle back and get your 10 cents of mixed lollies?
Oh, it's clever.
That's good.
Clever.
Well done. Have we got a prize for Chris?
No.
And the dog?
Why haven't we got prizes?
You get to have lunch at Jazz's house.
See you, Chris. Thanks, mate.
Dave from Echunga. Now, are you a tinny man?
A what?
A tinny man.
Oh.
Dave.
Hey,
Dave.
N.
Dave, there or not? Hey, Dave.
How are we going?
Good, mate. Are you keen to get the tinnies back to Adelaide Oval?
Right now. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Less easy to spill a tin than a cup.
Yep.
and 375 mils. There's more in it.
Yeah.
And with the, there'll be 10 bucks a pop, I'd say, at least. So absolutely. I'll be able to shove a couple down my ducks.
Yeah.
And get a couple of freebie, a couple of Great Northern Supercruise. So
hopefully, you don't have to go down the stairs.
Yeah, you put them in your pockets?
No, they'll open them at the bar.
But they'll have a limit. Okay.
They'll be
open. Have a limit, won't you?
I saw a guy carrying 40 on the other day. Yeah, that trade thing.
Good on you.
Let's go to Modbury. Darren, what do you think?
No, it's Jared of Adelaide.
All right. Jared of Adelaide, he just popped up.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, very good. What do you think?
Mate, sounds great, but what about the fridge space? To store a keg, to pour in a plastic cup takes no space. And they don't have enough fridge space to put all the cans in. Or we don't have to drink warm beer by a quarter
good
time.
Point.
That is a very good point. Well, you know what they say? More cans, bigger fridges.
Yeah. Do they say that?
Well,
that'd be a similar problem at the MCG.
Yeah,
so
there's
got to be ways around it, surely.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they'd have a plan. They'd have to. Well, if they run out of cans at quarter time, back to the cups.
I think it's a no-brainer. You get rid of the plastic cups. Good for the environment. Let's go to Daz of Modbury. G'day, Daz.
How you doing?
Are we bringing them back, or are we just going to stick with the plastic cups?
No, we're bringing them back, but it did conjure up a memory from the 80s, Theberton Oval, West Torrens versus Woodville Peckers, and my dad, and I can't believe he did it, half a can full, Ralph Zip Zap Sewer, had been brought off around the side, and Dad chucked a can, and then straight away he knew, as soon as he said it, looked at me, young primary school lad, don't tell your mother.
That's not good. Nah.
That it brings in the risk though, doesn't it?
Well, that's the big risk.
And you get angry, but I feel like we've matured.
But
since
if
then.
They
that's
bring
a long
in severe penalties for it, well, then I reckon we'll be
and
okay.
And there's so many cameras, as you said. You can pinpoint basically
absolutely.
The name on your seat where you're
and
sitting.
And then clubs can sell the cans to make money for their football club.
Or you can have club. You know, you can have sponsors.
You could have
it.
A Tex Walker can.
You can have. You can buy your own player.
You know, big ears and big Tex on the bloody can. You could have, you know.
You want ears hanging off the can.
Well,
now.
Like
we
the
just spoke about storage. Now you want ears off them.
We've got another one.
Mark, g'day, Mark.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. You're at the MCG, were you?
I was at Sunday, St Kilda, Melbourne. And surprise to me, these people came with cans of lime and vodka and Great Northern beer. And I thought it was awesome. I'm not a big drinker. Didn't worry me at all. The swap factor, you try and go past someone, they've got a plastic cup full of beer, you knock it over, easy to manage with the cans. Yep. They should have given a few to the Melbourne players to give the Saints a chance, but no big issue.
Yeah, well done.
So they've already
Adelaide
done it.
Yeah, that's what the article was from last week.
I thought it was coming in. I didn't realise it was so soon. That's great.
And it's working.
We've got another caller, have we? Colin from Seaford. What are your thoughts, Colin?
Vending machines, Bluey.
Vending
machine. Yeah. There you go. That's what they'll use.
What?
The staff problem at the MCG at the moment.
Yes.
Well, that's right. You won't need so many staff. And you can just walk up the aisle, find a machine and grab a couple of beers.
Because it's cashless now, isn't it, at the MCG Adelaide Oval? So they'll just have vending machines.
Vending machines are coinless as well.
Yes, sir. How many cans would you be able to purchase?
That's the thing, isn't it? There'd have to be a limit.
You know what I mean? That'd be good if it was a vending machine because they wouldn't know how many you've got. So you keep swiping and you carry like 14 back. And they wouldn't be opened. Oh. You could put them in your pocket. Beautiful idea.
Good on you, Colin. Watch this space, family.
Adelaide Oval should get into it.
Yes.
Do it now.
Hey, cricket season, Greg.
Yeah. Well, they might be in. For the
are you
going
to get us tickets this year?
Will you get us tickets
for the first time ever?
No, because
for the first time
I go
ever.
To all the trouble to do it
no,
for
you,
you and then
you did it.
You
I'll wear
out
a suit.
Me.
I don't like
cricket. I love it.
The great man, KG.
Now,
you've got
giggling.
Some cricket news in the middle of football season, Gregory Stephen Blewett.
Yeah, well, the Sacker want to shake up Premier Cricket, Jars and Byrne.
This is good news, Greg.
Well, I think it is because for a while now, you know, the Premier Cricket has been under the spotlight.
Yes.
The Sacker have wanted to merge teams, get rid of teams.
Yes.
Now, there's been a lot of fight from the clubs. No one wanted to hand all their history in. So,
well, West Torrens dug their heels in. The great West Torrens, led by Hags, didn't they?
Port Adelaide is another club.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a proposed merger between Southern Districts and Adelaide as well in recent times.
Right.
So there's been an announcement by the SACA that now they want to, they think they can strengthen it by having two divisions. Division one, division two.
Oh, I like this.
With relegation.
This is better.
With relegation and promotion. So division one, so there's 13 clubs.
Right.
Division one, six teams. Right. Division two, seven teams.
So who will select these teams? Is this going to be the SACA or the clubs nominating which division they go in?
Okay, so this is the important part. This is just a proposal at the moment.
All right.
All right. So this is what
Mike Hussey,
this is. Well, he said there needed to be a shake up.
But
there needed to be something done. But this is probably in light of what's happened with the clubs and the mergers that have sort of fallen by the wayside. So this is almost like Plan B.
So no clubs will be shut down.
I reckon that's a great selling. No clubs are going to be shut down. No mergers.
Like
all 13 clubs will remain as they are.
In the district competition.
All right. So what will happen is. This isn't going to happen next season. It'll be for the season after.
Oh.
So it'll be, if this goes through, all the clubs will be playing next season for whoever goes in Division 1 or whoever goes in Division 2.
This.
So it'll be, at the end of next season, top six sides will be Division 1 and the bottom seven sides will be Division 2. Now, there'll only be one side going up and down. All right.
So
if you finish in sixth spot in Division 1, you go down and top spot. In Division 2, you go up.
I like it.
All right.
It gives them incentives, Boom Boom.
I think...
Is that an A and B grade then, essentially, or not?
Yeah, it is. It's A and B grade. So this is just based on two-day cricket at the moment.
No.
All right?
No such thing as a dumb question, Just.
No, did I say that?
Well, you said...
Division 1 and Division 2!
Yeah, so no, that's an important point. So that'd be A and B grade.
Right, okay.
All right? So it doesn't matter if next year...
So C and D separate?
Yeah, C's and D's are separate at this stage.
Okay.
I like this.
There's a few little, like what happens to the Bradman medal, for the best player in the competition? Are there two medals? The other thing is, the only negative I see, guys, is that I reckon there might be a little bit of movement early with players going from, do they want to be sort of stuck in Division 2? And so if you're a 18, 19 year old guy.
Yeah.
I think that's important that the selectors or whoever's involved is really strong on how they're going to select squads and all that sort of
absolutely.
Stuff. Because,
Can't you have the Bradman medal for the Division 1 team and then have a new medal for the Division 2 team?
The Greg Blewett medal?
No, not the Mark Harity medal or the Chad Sayers medal.
Yeah, well, they'll be all the things that are on the table. So over the next 3 months...
Here we go.
Delegates from the SACA will go to all the clubs. They'll hear their concerns.
Yes,
I like this.
Whether they like it, whether they don't. And hopefully we'll have an announcement of some sort
Give us the Greg Blewett's take or teams for Div 1 and 2.
Well, I'm going on last season's table.
Yep.
All right. So
here we go.
Sturt, Tea Tree Gully, Kensington, West Torrens, Glenelg, Adelaide Uni. So if this happened last year, they'd all be Division 1.
Yep.
Division 2 would be Woodville, who finished in 7th spot, Port Adelaide, Northern Districts, East Torrens, Prospect, Adelaide, Southern Districts.
Yep, like it.
All right.
That's better.
So
like
I just feel like it's got a good ring to it.
Okay.
And
it's like
at the end of the
soccer,
day.
The English Premier League.
At the end of the day, that Division 1, you're going to have six of the best teams playing against each other
every week
more regularly.
Yeah.
Would there be a concern, the question, when the Redbacks aren't playing, that players not playing for the Redbacks possibly will have to play Div 2?
No, that's just the way it is.
Good question, Bernie.
And they try and do everything they can to try and get their side up from Division 2 to into Division 1.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, SACA. We're getting close.
Is that your idea,
Let's see
Greg?
What happens.
Well done.
That's brilliant.
Even about time you did
but
something.
But hey, don't worry. Kensington are in the top six.
They should be in
powerhouse.
Greg Blewett here. This year, I've lost two great mates to heart issues, the great Shane Warne and mentor of mine, Rod Marsh. But if we can find a positive message, it's that we should get our hearts checked.
On Triple M, it's time to have a heart to heart about your health. To find out more about what's coming up at the highway, head to highway.com.au.
Yeah, let's welcome Kieran Davidson to the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Kieran.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going? G'day,
yeah, mate. Really well, mate. Hey, talk us through the health issues that are in your family at the moment.
Yeah, look, we've got health issues on both sides of our family. My father, he's got chronic lymphatic leukemia. He's had that for 5 years now. My uncle, he passed away at an early age. He was 52. Oh. He died of a heart attack. So this is sort of like, you know, really resonates with me. Mm. And he was a fit guy too. He was a police officer, you know, kept fit all the time. And the week leading up to it, you know, he was complaining of a sore shoulder and, you know, even went to the physio. So just thinking it was just a sore shoulder. And yeah, these sort of things you just can't predict are going to happen. Grandma on the other side, she's got a pacemaker. She's 90 now, but she's had that for 20 years. Totally relying on it. So yeah, I just was listening to this show and listening to the segment. I thought, you know what? I'm not invincible at 35, so probably should, you know, apply and get checked out.
So was there a word or a moment or was there a conversation you heard from a previous entrant that made you thought, well, I'm going to call up, I'm going to register?
Yeah, I think all of those, all of the above of that, really. And just that I don't think anyone's, you know, can miss heart disease, because you hear the stories all the time of even the young fellas like being fit and healthy and able and then all of a sudden struck down with heart attack. So yeah, I think it's really important.
A lot of stress in your household there, mate, so obviously Thursday will be nice just to get some of your family members there to get checked up and make sure that you've got a healthy lifestyle moving forward there, Kieran.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's a really good opportunity to do that, so appreciate that.
Good on you, mate. Mate, we'll see you Thursday at the highway, and well done, mate, to register, and we'll see you there, mate, and we'll have a good chat.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. All right, enjoy the day.
There he is. Kieran Davidson will be there Thursday with a lot of other of our people that have registered.
Yep. Absolutely. No, it's going to be a great
day. Just get yourself checked.
Yeah, well, we have
don't
to.
Don't take
mate.
It for granted, please.
The conversations are being had now, at least.
A lot better than they were.
In the local pubs, normally it's all about sport. Mm. But they're actually talking about health now, Charles.
I agree.
It's changing.
Well done. Mm. Well done, Greg.
Thanks to everybody who's helped us raise awareness for heart health. And to find out more about what's coming up at the highway, head to highway.com.au.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, what do you got for a Tuesday?
Hey, May 10th, and it's Stay Up All Night Day. And my kids listened to that last night, don't worry.
Did they?
Up all night, both of them.
I didn't sleep well at all.
Me neither. Maybe did that's
maybe
why.
Maybe there's something going on. What are they? What
full moon.
Something to do with
full really. Moon?
Did Jars bend over to pick something up?
Oh, we've got his kids and
looked at his head in the mirror.
It's funny, DG. We've got kiddies in the car.
His phone with his robe on.
Our big boss, Mr. Jimmy's in the studio.
He's loving it.
And this was your last
clapping.
Gig.
He's going,
no, he's not.
Keep
he's angry.
That chat going, he's sad about the moon. Hey, a few birthdays today. Yeah. The great Fred Astaire. Today,
beautiful.
What was he known for, Jazz?
A beautiful dancer back in the
dancer,
40s
TV.
And 50s and presenter. 60s.
How's your Fred Astaire going?
That's the old saying. How's your Fred Astaire? That's why
you know, just I've thunder. Got 10 radio Sorry, stations no, chasing me.
I like this.
And enough's enough.
Yeah. I reckon you should visit whoever's chasing you and let them catch you. Let the
them
boy
watch.
Catch you. Hey, 1957. Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols would have been his birthday today. Anarchy for the UK, it's coming sometime. I might be, I give her on time. You know this one, Jazz?
He was wild. He was wild in his day.
That's not good, is it? 21. Yeah. 21.
21.
Yeah, that's young.
He didn't last long.
Young. Hey, anyone been to the Cayman Islands?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll move on. 1908, on this day, Mother's Day was officially celebrated for the first time. Did you know that?
I didn't.
It was in West Virginia, and it was a lady called Anna Jarvis. She established the maternal holiday in honor of her mother who died in 1905. So there's a bit of history for you.
Fantastic.
Started at a small church as a small church service.
Yeah.
And it just became bigger and bigger until the country did it, the world did it, we do it. Everyone does it now, Jarvis.
It's a great day on the calendar.
Everybody's doing it.
Lovely.
On this
got
day
anything else?
In 90... Yes, I have.
Shut up,
and
Jarvis.
And until I'm finished, shut your mouth.
Must be a training night, is it?
Tuesday it is. Yeah, too. Yeah, it is. Actually, I'll just start taking my time. On this day, 1994, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as South Africa's first ever black president.
What an inspirational man he was.
A big moment that was. 1994. 1996, movie Twister premiered on this day. First, you know, produced it?
Demi Moore. How would I know?
Well, you're into your movies. You say you're a movie buff until you don't know an answer. On this day, 2017, Apple became the first company to achieve a net worth of more than $800 billion.
Oh, dear.
That's a lot. We should have bought shares back then. Who would buy a share in an Apple, though? Anyway, 2019, Uber, speaking of companies, Uber became a public company, opening on the New York Stock Exchange for the first time.
Only 3 years ago.
What are they worth?
Wow.
Well, look it up. Mr. Jimmy, what are they worth? As much as SCA? Maybe not. Maybe should have gone there.
Are you an Uber man, Jars, or are you still a taxi man?
Not at all. Horse and carriage. What do you reckon?
Horse and carriage. No, he's a cab charge man. Jimmy's in here.
Yeah, let's. You still in trouble about that?
Our boss is in here.
Rorting the system.
He's not happy.
Yeah. Have you ever got an Uber? Like on your phone? You got the Uber app?
Not at all. Not at all.
Still.
Hurry up.
Hey, but a special birthday today.
Yes, all right.
That I need to mention. We'll go out on.
Yeah.
1960, which makes him how old, Jazz?
Oh, I don't know. What is it? Gee, how old?
52.
62.
62.
Gee. Oh, quick maths.
Come on, G, you're a school teacher. Yeah.
62.
The
man.
Great Bono. Oh. It's a beautiful day. Woo!
The sky's falls, you feel that. Beautiful day. I say Bono.
It's Bono.
You say a lot of things wrong. You called a cricketer.
It's only one N.
Yeah, but it's Bono.
Bono. He's not wrong.
Yeah, okay. Well, see you tomorrow,
let's
family.
Let's play another one. I've got to sing along for you. It's Sunday.
I just wanted to sing.
It's Sunday.
Sing along, Jazz.
He's got the first Drew in his mind.
Yeah.